producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Shivers here in New England.
Had to scrape my windshield this morning in D.C.
Yep, scrape them off and get ready for, oh, wait a minute, a warm-up. The good news is, for those of you who have had November weather in October, and as the sage put it last night to me, well, I guess it's October weather now. The October weather will disappear. Well, wait a minute. The November weather will disappear in favor of October weather later in the week. How about we have some positive news? There isn't a lot of it as usual on Monday. Ay-yay-yay. Okay, so let's look at the top 10 talk topics last week. Rich McFadden at the controls of the studio in Washington, by the way.
Hello.
Kenny Kessler is monitoring and minding Facebook. Do you ever mind minding Facebook, Kenny?
No, never. I don't mind.
Don't mind at all. Okay, good.
No.
Jennifer appears to still be in Czechoslovakia someplace. Where is she going? She's going to be with us tomorrow, she said.
She said she was going to be in the same place for the rest of the week and was going to try and check in.
But not the same place as she was last week.
Correct. She's moved. She's moving around Czechoslovakia.
All right, but she's not in any danger. There's no Middle Eastern connection to her trip. Everything is beautiful where she is.
So far, so good.
Yes. All right. So the top 10 topics last week. The Democratic debate was number one. Notice how I threw away the second or third word there. Democratic debate. Everybody knows the that was not number one with most of our listeners. Most of our listeners were interested, or the largest number of our listeners were interested in the Israeli violence, which I thought was interesting because I didn't pay much attention to it and don't intend to, because I don't believe that having a conversation on it helps anybody to understand the situation, make the situation better. Basically, though, to summarize it in a sentence, the people who don't like Netanyahu and his security measures, like the roadblocks, the vehicle checkpoints for Palestinians, the city of Jerusalem is sharply divided because of the ethnicity on either side. It's like there was a wall, but there isn't a wall. Not unlike what used to be the case. They took the wall down. Kind of like if you saw the movie over the weekend, The Bridge of Spies, the wall, the Berlin Wall, was very prominent in the story. By the way, it's a good movie. Tom Hanks did a good job. Some people have said it was the best movie that has come from Spielberg since Private Ryan. I don't know whether that's true or it's not true. I found it a compelling story, a very well-told story. Once again, not blood, not violence, not car crashes, an important story that is based on the truth. This guy, Donovan, was quite the impressive lawyer, quite the impressive American, and at the end of the movie you see that he was responsible for freeing almost 10,000 Americans in various negotiations through the course of his latter life and career. So a good movie if you haven't seen it. Okay, so Israeli violence was the most concerning topic last week, according to your survey at DougStefan.com. In the number two position, immigration policy. Yep, I can see where that would be number two as far as the serious issues are concerned. Major League Baseball playoffs in the third position. So what do we have to complain about there, Richie?
Well, the Cubs are down two games.
Yeah.
So
but the playoffs are going to go later this year, it seems, than has been the case in the past.
I'd say,
man. That's true. Into November.
All the way through October, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Especially when the World Series is. But, yeah, it's, you know.
All right.
Come on, Cubbies. We want the Back to the Future prediction to come through.
Yeah.
All I care about.
So last Friday we said it would be possible, and apparently Christopher Lloyd is interested in doing another Back to the Future, and I said I didn't think Michael J. Fox could do it, and I think you disagree with me. You said, yeah, he could do it. I know, yeah, was that I Chuck think, that disagreed with me?
Yeah, no, we were talking about it the other day, and I think he thought that Michael J. Fox could still do it. I think he could.
You think?
Yeah, I could write him into it. Yeah.
All right, Kenny says yeah, too, to that. The poll today, by the way, speaking of the World Series, which team would you like to see win the World Series? Kenny didn't put E, I don't care, on this, which would be my answer to the question. But for those of you who want to choose among one of the four, Cubs, Mets, Royals, or Blue Jays. You know, if I really were down to brass tacks, I like the smaller franchises. So Kansas City's been a long time, hasn't it, since Kansas City was in the World Series? Quite a while, maybe.
Yeah, not that long. Like the Cub thing, no.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, game 7 is scheduled for November 4th.
November 4th.
So it goes 7 games, November 4th.
All right. So let's see. We've got this over here in this column and this in this column. Column A, column B, column C. It's kind of like Ken says, instead of choosing your medicine like you were going to a Chinese restaurant, one from column A, one from column B. I am looking at an overview of McDonald's restaurants and McDonald's franchisees. The report is inside the company, the brand is in deep depression and could be facing its final days. This is a survey of franchisees. We are in the throes of a deep depression. Nothing is changing, according to franchise statements in response to the survey that was done this past month. 30% of operators are insolvent. Almost a third of McDonald's franchisees are close to bankruptcy.
Wow.
The CEO is sowing the seeds of our demise. We are a quick-serve fast-food restaurant, not a fast casual like Five Guys or Chipotle. The system may be facing its final days, says the president of the Franchisee Association. More than a dozen franchisees in this survey expressed complete frustration with top management at McDonald's, saying that the CEO had a turnaround plan that includes initiatives like all-day breakfast, excuse me, which I guess you can get there now, right?
Yes.
Is that something that you can do?
They've started that. They're advertising it heavily.
Food quality and customer service. The lack of consistent leadership is frightening. We continue to jump from one failed initiative to another. One franchisee wrote 10 years ago, McDonald's problems were predicted to significantly worsen in the best-selling business book, Broken Windows, Broken Business. So what do you think about that? Those of you who go to McDonald's, Richie, you go to McDonald's?
No. I mean, yeah. You would run through there to get a drink or something like that.
No food?
You know what? I heard something a while back, and it just kind of grossed me out.
What's that?
That
the rat in the head.
No. You could be eating the parts of 100 different cows in a burger at McDonald's.
Yeah.
What do you mean the parts? 100 different parts of the cow, not 100 different cows.
No, 100 different cows. This that it's all so mixed. And,
well, it is. I've told you that for years.
And that it's just,
when I was first exposed to slaughterhouses as a farmer. I remember as a kid growing up, but even in recent years, there is for those of you who are new to the program, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and there is a farmer's live animal market exchange about 20 miles from here, and it is one of the three or four that exist still in New England, and people from various parts of New England every Tuesday bring their animals to go into this market, which is a one-way market. It's in and it's to the slaughterhouse. All of the animals that come in there are animals that are no longer productive. The animals are not desirous for whatever the reason of keeping. Well, I've seen on occasion animals that were in such horrible shape. I remember bringing a friend of mine in to see a cow that was suffering from cancer, and it was just awful. You know, I'm trying to convert my farm into a sanctuary for cows and horses and dogs, and this is one of the things that you see that you play on that you want to correct if you can, because these beings are deserving of the attention and affection, if you will, of people who care to show them that or who want to help them live a life. There's no reason these animals should be subject to the kind of cruelty and torture that they are just because stupid humans treat them as something subservient. I don't believe that they are. But anyway, in this circumstance, and I remember talking about this on the air, and some people were horrified that I was as descriptive as I was. Others thought that, you know, it's just part of the system and they didn't care. Well, in this case, where you mentioned there are parts of 100 cows, McDonald's still buys cull cows, and Burger King does, and Wendy's does. They have buyers at this particular event. Every week, there are four buyers for packing houses, and they bid per pound on the value of an animal that comes through the chute. And so if a cow's worth, it's been a buck a pound, more or less, for a while, although the price is falling off now, but a buck a pound for a normal animal is what they're paying. So in that, Richie, comes everything. They're not taking a particular part of the animal and saving right. it for steak, a low-end steak. No, they buy the whole animal and they're slaughtered, and everything that was a part of the animal goes in there. And, yeah, there are hundreds, thousands of animals that are slaughtered every day to be used for McDonald's for any purpose. There are tens of thousands of animals that are slaughtered every week that go to your plate sooner or later. So, as I've just described it, how does that make you feel about having a steak today?
You know,
hey, go ahead.
Well, it's just, you get the impression that some of the fast food places are better than others in their quality of their food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for us, for example.
Kenny, did I ask you if you went to McDonald's?
You did not, but it's not very good.
No.
And it just, if I'm going to have a burger, I want to go somewhere where it's a decent burger.
Do you have, what do they call it, big boys, five boys or something?
Five guys.
Five guys.
Burgers.
Do you have that out there where you in San Diego?
Yes.
I don't remember. We do. Yeah, okay. I don't remember seeing it in Los Angeles. All right, Richie, anyway, you were making a point.
So, I mean, we have a couple of places that we will go for, like, quick food type thing, like Wendy's. That would be the only fast food restaurant that we would go to.
Right.
And other than that, it's like Chipotle or because they have decent quality food.
Well, remember also that the same thing, it isn't just beef. The same quality chicken and other things that and fish, the stuff that you would get at a fast food restaurant like Wendy's, or not so much Wendy's. Wendy's is a little upscale, but something Burger King and McDonald's, that is, you're not just talking about beef here. You're talking about chicken. You're talking about fish. All of those same things are part and parcel of how they run it and keep the expenses down. 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The theme from SNL,
live from New York,
etc., etc., etc. Gary missed on Pardo's voice. I don't even know the name of the announcer. Who's the announcer? Some innocuous younger New York guy? Who's
Daryl Hammond, isn't it?
Is Daryl Hammond the announcer?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so. Let me check.
All right. While you're checking that, let's have a little fun. This is the fun portion of this hour of the program, aimed at often the late night monologue, but because it's Monday, SNL has more relevance than anything else, perhaps in terms of funny stuff. Here's the weekend update with jokes about the Democratic debate.
The first Democratic presidential debate was held Tuesday evening in Las Vegas. Vegas was the perfect city since the debate featured old white people who keep playing no matter how bad they're losing.
Could you say that about that? Look at the pictures of Hillary Clinton again and Bernie Sanders. Keep looking at those pictures. And then look for what's new and refreshing. There's nothing new and refreshing in the Democratic Party. And I don't say that because I don't find any of their messages appealing. I think Bernie Sanders' message, some of it anyway, is very appealing. But his package doesn't present the excitement that people are looking for in a candidate. And, you know, that's kind of a sad reality as to where we are. We got to entertain people in order to get elected president. Let's go to the other side. SNL always will take one side and then they'll go down the other side.
So Donald Trump and Ben Carson are the top two Republican candidates, despite having zero experience in government at all.
And look, we get that Trump and Carson are outsiders, and that sounds exciting. But when do you ever really want an outsider? Like, if you need your laptop fixed, you're not going to be like, let's get someone outside the world of computers. Someone who can crack it open and just start ripping out wires.
I think that's an ignorant point of view, frankly, myself.
Yeah, not very funny.
All right, here is the joke about Oscar Pistorius now out of jail and under house arrest.
Olympic sprinter Oscar Pistorius, known as the Blade Runner, will serve the rest of his 5-year manslaughter sentence under house arrest. While under house arrest, they will put an electronic monitor on his ankle and then put his ankles on a really high shelf.
That's sort of what I said in a different interpretation.
Yeah.
I don't know how well my laugh, excuse me, was accepted. Here is a joke about the California proposal to use violent inmates to fight forest fires.
Officials in California are considering a plan to use inmates with violent backgrounds to fight wildfires in the state. California, come for the drought, stay for the burning forests full of murderers.
Okay, that's pretty funny. All right, now, let's see. We'll find a little Wendy Williams from last week. Wendy and her daytime program, pretty provocative advice. This is one of the best parts of her program. She has good guests and interesting things to talk about. But going into the audience seems to be the highlight of the program anyway. Here she answers an audience member's question about whether they ought to move out of their mother's home.
I've been divorced for about 5 years, and I moved back in with my mom. But I think it's starting to affect my dating life.
Gee, you think so?
Yeah, and guess what? I'm turning 40, so do you think it's time for me to pack my bags and go?
Of course it is. Do you have children?
No, no children.
Okay, so...
Single, ready to mingle?
Yeah, please. 5 years that you can't get back. It is time for you to get yourself a bachelorette pad and live.
All right.
Here she answers a question about a husband's friend propositioning her.
A good friend of my husband's hit on me, blatantly, right there in front of him. Yeah, and I told my husband I don't want nothing to do with him no more. I don't want him around. But he stayed friends with him, and he still goes out with him and stuff. How can I get him to end this friendship?
Okay, well, this is not a situation where your husband shouldn't be friends with the guy, but this is definitely a situation where you don't want to be around this
guy. He doesn't bring him around, so he still goes, I don't like it. I don't even want him affiliating with yourself.
Oh, God. It's a hard one. Continue to tell him that you were very offended by his friends.
It's 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, Jeb Bush has been sliding in the polls. Did his performance at the second GOP debate keep him in the hunt?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gary LaMarche. While Jeb Bush is sliding in the polls and has been mercilessly mocked by Donald Trump, did he show some spine and spunk by standing up to Trump in the GOP debate too?
People have, as Rich said, to be true to themselves, and Jeb Bush is not apparently very comfortable for most of the time in that kind of attack dog role in which he's been forced. I thought he, you know, he had a reasonably good debate. I still think it's the case that he's one of the maybe three people who have a chance of emerging from this as a nominee.
You know, I have a little sympathy for Jeb because it's obviously not easy to handle Trump, but I was a little shocked by the exchange over Jeb's wife. I just don't see how a political professional who's been around this game would suggest that Trump apologize and not know that there was zero chance that Trump would do it and not therefore have some stinging rebuke to close the exchange. He should have had something at the end saying, well, that's what I expect. Because it would have been the decent thing to do, and you're not a decent man.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So let's hope that this is a day that will continue to suggest or at least have in its offing all of the goodness that the Monday, first day of the week, brings to you. Monday, October the 19th. Believe it or not, one more Monday in October, Richie, and we're done.
Would you stop with this?
All right. How about Operation Boo?
Time flies.
Have you heard, Kenny, about Operation Boo?
No.
Operation Boo is a California initiative program run by the California Department of Corrections. It'll be in full effect by the end of the month. It's designed to protect children from predators during Halloween. Now the Corrections Department being hit with a federal lawsuit filed by the president of the California Reform Sex Offender Law Organization. She's challenging what her organization calls an unconstitutional Halloween sign that's a requirement of Operation Boo. You got to sign in. The lady's name is Janice Bellucci. She filed the suit after she says her client, a registered sex offender in Chula Vista, was told to post a flyer on his home on Halloween saying, "We do not participate in trick-or-treating. All we are challenging is the sign requirement." In other words, if you get the drift here, what the state of California requires if you're a child offender is you put your put a sign out in front of your house, like the red A
right
on your forehead. Don't come here. We're sexual
letter.
Offenders. We get out of jail. If you come here, we'll sexually molest you or do whatever. That's the suggestion. And so the lady who runs the reform group is suing the feds for the state for allowing that to be put up. So you wonder, is this something that you'd want to have in your neighborhood for Halloween? And does it make a difference, really? Do you know where the... Aren't all these registered sex offenders supposed to be known in a neighborhood anyway?
Yeah, there are many websites where you can go look up your neighborhood and if anybody is a registered sex offender.
Yeah, so what would you think if one of these signs showed up in your neighborhood, Richie?
You know, we do have a couple in our neighborhood, and I will tell you, they usually are well known, and they usually haven't stayed. The couple that I've known of in our neighborhood have only lasted a couple of years, apparently.
Yeah.
We have a neighborhood Facebook page.
Oh, right. You told me about that.
And let me tell you something. News flies fast.
Yep, right. Exactly.
So.
Mm-hmm. You don't. Here's one of the registered sex offenders that was interviewed anonymously, of course, felt the sign was okay because it doesn't mention any charges or convictions. It just says, stay away. We don't participate in Halloween. That's all it says, the sign. Says, we don't participate. I could have a sign out at the end of my driveway. Nobody comes to my house for Halloween because I'm way off the road. So I could put a sign up, we don't participate. That doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean that I'm a sex offender.
So, yeah, there's the rub there, though.
Right.
So you put a sign up that says, we don't participate in Halloween. Oh, he must be a sex offender. I wonder what he
is
did.
That what people conclude now?
Old man Stefan got nailed for sex offense against a young kid.
Great.
Don't go to his house.
Old man Stefan. God, I never heard that one before.
No, when you get a prison
Stefan,
rap on you.
It's old man Stefan.
That's
you'd
what they
better
call
you. Stay away. You'd better stay away. The Operation Boo website, according to the thing I'm looking at here, requirements for sex offender parolees include a 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew on Halloween. Their lights must be off so they don't attract children, but there's no mention of having to post a sign. So you have one law that's the state law, another law that's a federal law, and the discrimination, they say it's discrimination. Is it? 888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug Ken or Rich at DougStefan.com. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Doug Stefan, or you can go to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Kenny. What was the number one thing over the weekend on social media that's connected to the Doug Stefan Good Day program?
Lots of comments about the top 10 talk radio topics,
yeah.
Specifically the presidential race.
Mm-hmm. Anything new, anything hot, anything that we chuckle about or go, oh my God, can you believe it?
Well, you be the judge.
Okay.
Chris says, I feel like Bernie is our best chance to get money out of politics. Not only will he work towards that goal, but if he wins the election, he will do so without the aid of super PACs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so will Trump. So you get one guy on one side, one guy on the other side, disavowing the use of these big PACs and all the money from special interests. All right.
Well, there's a big story this morning about some super PAC that is allegedly tied to Donald Trump.
Really? Allegedly? Okay. Do we know who it is? What's the allegation against whom?
It's still coming. Trump says no.
Mm-hmm. Who do you believe? Do you think there are people trying to discredit him just because he's doing as well as he's doing?
Oh, sure. And I don't know if that's part of this or not.
Well,
it'll come out.
Yeah.
I mean, a PAC can still back somebody without giving them money directly.
Yeah.
They can be running ad campaigns for them.
By the way, how much is Joe Biden raising money? What the heck is going on? Yes, he's running. No, he's not running. He will not be bullied by the Clinton campaign into deciding when he's going to run or if he's going to run. He's looking. I wouldn't want him, even if I liked a lot of other things about him. If he's this indecisive,
right, exactly.
I don't want him as president.
He's like that girl that you used to go out with where she would be like, you know, I kind of like you, but I'm not sure. You're really nice.
Very sweet.
Can we just be friends?
Yeah, can we just be friends? Beat it, Joe.
I want to hold my hand. Okay, so what else, Kenny?
Catherine says, I support a woman in the White House, but not Hillary Clinton, and I'm not a big fan of Carly Fiorina either.
Mm-hmm. So who would you like to see there, your mother? Maybe Aunt May. Who do you want to see? Who's around that would be good? Senators, governors, congresswomen, who? Somebody else running a business? Meg Whitman tried to do the same thing Carly Fiorina's doing, only in California. Didn't quite make the grade. Spent a lot of her own money.
It was before her time, though.
Maybe a little bit before her time, yeah.
Yeah,
but she and her
the time is right now, but I mean, she paved the way for Fiorina.
Her history is very similar to Fiorina's, too, as I recall.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of the same things have happened in their careers. All right, what else, Kenny?
John says private money in the election cycle is corrupting politics.
Really? What a shocker that is. No, you're just realizing that, sir. What else were we being thrown
by? Ann says, I'm not a fan of Hillary Clinton, but the GOP is tearing itself apart from within, and I don't think they have a candidate who can beat her.
I don't know about that. I think there may be. It would be very interesting. A lot of stuff will happen in the next year. Remember, there's a lot of stuff. They'll trip over each other so many times between now and next year. There still is a race here, but it's odd and nauseam talking about this stuff. Oy. All right. So as far as ripping people apart is concerned, there's a concern floating around today or this week or this month or this year as to it was part of the theme to the Madam Secretary television program last night, the sending your child or allowing your child or saying yes to your child to play football. It has not been a good season for high school athletes who play football. Deadly, in fact. 6 football-related deaths at the high school level in this country this year. Latest happened over the weekend in Texas when a junior on Alto High School's football squad, his name was Cameron Matthews, collapsed. It was a Friday night game just before halftime, and he died on Saturday. Brain injuries. When are we going to learn? What is there about, especially Texas, Ohio, Florida? It's like a religion. What's the matter with you people? And I say it just like that because I can't even begin. I've said this 100, maybe 1,000 times on the air. After I first opened the vault of knowledge to this, having my own brain examined and having it compared, this is what got my intrigue. When I went to CeraScan, 4 or 5 years ago? I don't remember how many years ago it was, probably 5 years ago. I had the brain scan.
That's a problem if you can't remember when you went. I think maybe you need to go back.
No, it was about 5. You remember when I went there. It was about five years ago. And so at the time, this was new technology. It's a software program that reads the imprint that your brain has in an MRI circumstance. So you can slice up your brain into 60, 80 different pieces and see what's going on in every aspect of your brain, up and down and sideways. So the comparison, though, so they see what's going on in your brain, they have a benchmark. And the benchmark were all football players. So I started asking a lot of questions of the fellow who's reading my brain scan and all these others that are over here. And I'm looking at the colors and I'm looking at what he deduces from what those pictures show him in my pictures. And it became extraordinarily clear to me that if you play football, your brain gets pretty well messed up. I'm putting it nicely. You're really getting a scramble here. And so as I unleashed my questions of our football program at Heidelberg, when I was still on the Board of Trustees there, I was told that if I kept going, it would ruin the program, and because we had so many football students, it would ruin the school. So I had put together a 24-page document with my friend who was on the Board of Trustees with me at Heidelberg as well. That's how I got to know him. He was the one running CeraScan. So we put this information together, and we were going to present it to the board. And the chairman, who is now and was then a very close personal friend of mine, said, you can't do this now. So I didn't, but I let it be known I wasn't happy. And I went to a lot of lengths to make sure that everybody knew what I had. And, man, did I get pushback. Remember, this is Ohio College. And the people that were on, many of the people that were on the board with me at the time were Heidelberg grads who had played football, and they were all over me. Man, it was one of the reasons I quit the board, because I had so many arguments with people over the following year or so. And it's proven, not that I'm looking at it, oh, Doug, he's so smart. No, I'm just telling you, it was one of the things. I have caused celebs, and this is one of them. And here's yet another. If you look at this, another nail in the coffin of this game. If you let your child play football, you are inviting him to come close to death if the circumstance presents itself.
But you're going about it wrong.
How's that?
You were going about it, at least back then, at Heidelberg, as in, let me walk into this college and shut down the football program.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was talking about the helmets more than anything else. Right. I'm wanting the people to know what the story was. Go ahead.
The reality of football is that less and less, and baseball too, as a matter of fact. My son plays baseball, and you're seeing enrollment decline in baseball as well because of soccer and
soccer's
and
dangerous
lacrosse.
Too.
I don't think in 30 years you're going to see football.
Yeah,
because the kids are going to stop playing it, and it's going to dwindle. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little worried about baseball too.
Yeah. Why? What's dangerous about baseball?
Nothing. It's just that lacrosse has become so popular, it's taking from the baseball enrollment, and soccer is becoming more popular. Fairfax County in Virginia, where I live, they just built these multi-million-dollar new fields.
Yeah.
You got to walk a half mile to get
field at Heidelberg.
Yeah. Well, the lacrosse and soccer fields are right up there near the parking lot and the bathrooms, and you got to walk a half a mile to get to the baseball fields.
Really? All right, well, it's food for thought for sure, no question about that. Speaking of your brain and food for thought, how about you start the day with a Neo 40 capsule, and you say, what is a Neo 40 capsule? Richie's taking them, Kenny's taking them, I'm taking them, people that I love are taking them. It's time for you to fall, get this play, into fantastic health. This is the time of year when there are all, well, every time of year is good for this, but they have special programs. The folks that run the Neogenics Labs are very savvy, they're very smart. By the way, there are other things. So far, 23 million boxes of Neo 40 daily tabs have been sold. That tells you something about this company and what they're doing. There is a secret that helps energize your heart. You want to promote a strong, healthy cardiovascular system, maintain healthy inflammation response. If you have sore shoulders, bones, aches, muscles that are tired, this is the answer. There is a great, great program. These people have been very smart about addressing high blood pressure and other things that are brought about by not getting enough blood to the various organs in your body. So take one of these capsules, the Neo 40 capsules, as you begin your day, and it'll shoot immediately all kinds of the superbeat energy into your system so that your arteries open up, because it's all about nitric oxide, and that's beets are the best source of nitric oxide on the planet. So they grow special non-GMO beets, specially for superbeets. They grind them up into a powder. You take the powder and encapsulate it. That's what the Neo 40 is. But if you take it as a powder, put it in a glass of water, it'll give you the same impact. It just takes 20, 30 minutes for it to go through the work that it does in your system to make it feel like your body feels like it's really maybe in a different time or a different place. You will love the energy that's all natural. It's not a sugary drink. It's not like the energy drinks. It's not full of caffeine, no caffeine whatsoever. Just pure natural goodness that makes you your best and saves your body for a long, happy, healthy life. All right, you ready for the deal? It's 800-655-4183. Purchase two boxes of Neo 40. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats, free book on nitric oxide, free saliva testing strip so you'll know how much nitric oxide is in your body, free shipping. The whole deal is available at 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Don't forget to call now while you're thinking about it. Get all these terrific benefits. Live a good, happy, healthy life. And take advantage of the information you get from a lot of pro athletes who are taking Super Beats as well. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Are you Irish? Italian? Would you be surprised if you were Finnish? With Ancestry DNA, you can find new, fascinating details about your ethnicity. It's the breakthrough technology for discovering where your family's story began. And for one day only, it's free shipping on DNA kits at TryAncestryDNA.com. It's a simple, affordable test to learn your ethnic origins. Don't miss this one-day event, Tuesday, October 20th, only at TryAncestryDNA.com. TryAncestryDNA.com.
2 days ago, Jeff McDonald posted the following.
Just watched the sunrise from above the clouds. So stoked.
Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments. Not bad, Jeff. Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. And if that doesn't put your head above the clouds, you'll have the extra money to scale a peak that will. Hashtag on cloud 9. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Stephen Good Day Monday program. It's time for Tech Talk, and Richard Schimmel, who is Vice President of Business Development at Vivitech Solutions, has some things that are important for all of us to consider here, including a suit launched by Amazon, and it may affect you. So stand by for that information, plus other technology updates coming right up here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. More information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Richard Schimmel joins Richie and Kenny and I. He's the development, say this again, Doug, the development business or the business development guy at Vivitech Solutions. The technology that Chili's and Fridays is adapting to replace employees, is this a sign of the times? Is it going to happen at fast food restaurants? This is not, Chili's and Fridays are not necessarily fast food restaurants. You'd expect this at McDonald's or Burger King, I think, Richard, first. Would you not?
Well, it's coming to McDonald's, where you can build your own burgers and then pay for it with a credit card. They're testing it in some areas right now. But if you see the minimum wage creeping up higher and higher, you're going to see less employees.
Yeah, of course. And they've sown the seeds of their own destruction.
That's right. That's right. You know, you're just going to have people serving you the food, and that's it.
Yeah. There's a suit that's been filed by Amazon aimed at those who write make-believe product reviews. There are 1,000 suits or so at the moment. Apparently, Amazon thinks these reviews mislead customers by reviewing the products, and it isn't really a review of the product. Is that basically the summary here?
Well, what's happening is there's a website called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, that offers fake reviews for $5 each. And what happens is they verify, Amazon has verified reviews. That means people who buy the product, they're verified as having bought the product. Well, these people who are hired by Fiverr, who have products on Amazon that want extra reviews. So what they do is they pay these people to write a review. They ship them an empty box, so it's a verified review.
Wow.
And really, in essence, it's fake. It's you know, if you go to Amazon to a lot of products, you'll see verified, verified, verified. Well, they might not be verified. They might be fake reviews.
Wow.
And that's what Amazon wants to stop. There are about 1,100 people right now, reviewers, that are going to be sued or are being sued.
Mm-hmm. And so best put your pen away or computer away.
It's sad. Amazon has always been very transparent in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And these reviewers are really trying to sell people on something that isn't true.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
But Richard, you know what it does is it speaks to the value of community when it comes to places like Amazon and eBay, that they self-police themselves because they realize if it looks like a scam, it's all over.
Yep.
Right, right. You're absolutely right. You know, we've been eBay sellers for over 15 years, my wife and I, and you know, we've seen fake reviews, fake reviewers, but eBay really polices themselves. But it's nice that Amazon's doing it because Amazon has a big chunk of that.
What's the difference between somebody who does this and a mommy blogger who gets paid by Target to write reviews of shopping in the store?
There's no difference at all.
Huh.
It's no difference at all. You know, but does the mommy blogger, it depends if the mommy blogger admits or has a disclaimer at the bottom that she is being paid for this review.
Most of them do. Most of them say, Target asked me to blah, 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 and here's what I found.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, certainly when you're in this world, this is it's an amazing world, brave new world. By the way, the Star Wars Force Awakens, on-demand for this new trailer is amazing. You check that out.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.